Oh, we're on. Okay. Hi, everybody. Excuse me, just had my lunch. We've got some breaking news to share with you, and this is just sort of happening as I speak. Hope you can see me okay, and welcome wherever you are. So see our wardrobe over there and stuff lying around and the old backdrop there. Anyway, let's get on with it. This is breaking news relating to the Thailand Pass, specifically the test and go part of the Thailand Pass. The actual media conference by the CCSA is currently in progress, but already the latest things I'm about to tell you have been announced. There will be some more details as the day goes by, and we'll make sure we get all that information to you as it comes to hand. The main thing to tell you is that the test and go part of the Thailand Pass, the test and go program, is the one where you only have to stay in an SHA Plus prepaid hotel for one night, which will allow time for your PCR test to be evaluated. Hopefully it's negative, and then they'll allow you to go anywhere you like in Thailand. So that was why the test and go was so popular. I had one of those fruit shakes and sort of frozen up my throat. I'm sorry about this. So yeah, the Thailand Pass test and go is going to be reintroduced from the 1st of February. Exactly as predicted, these details were sort of leaked out. In fact, there's no real surprises in this. You will have to prepay for two PCR tests before you come. And you'll be having a test when you arrive in Thailand, and then you'll also have a test on the fifth or sixth day once you're in Thailand. So on the day one and day five, you'll actually have to wait in your hotel until your PCR tests have been evaluated. So yeah, in this revised test and go, there's two potential days of quarantine, or at least a wait in your SHA Plus hotel whilst your PCR test is being evaluated. Let's keep going on other things. The hotels you need to book for day one, you'll have to book for that first day, but then you can book for another hotel. But when you're in a hotel, you'll have to be in an SHA Plus hotel for day five. So it seems from this early information. But you won't have to stay in the same hotel from day one to day five. So I think that's important to realize. People sending me messages. Is there anything important, Jay? Sorry? Jay's sending me messages as well. What did you share with me?
Are we still live?
Yes, we're live. Did you share something?
Yes.
What was it? Was it important?
No.
Okay. Jay's there sending messages.
Hello.
With his obscure NFL top on. NFL? NBL?
NFL.
Okay, let's go on with these details. Now, another thing is insurance. Insurance has been an issue in the past because you haven't been able to use your insurance to pay for your accommodation, if you like, at a hospital or in a quarantine facility if you didn't have symptoms. The insurance would pay for your treatment, but it wouldn't pay for your accommodation. Now they're saying you're going to have to get insurance that will cover all contingencies for COVID-19 when you arrive. Also, they're saying that although they're going to restart test and go on the 1st of February, there is a possibility that if there's some sort of outbreak or some other black swan health event, then they will probably reinstigate the sandbox programs and postpone the test and go again. Now, none of this is, even though this is being announced as I speak, none of this becomes law until it goes to the Royal Gazette. But that should happen in the next 3 or 4 days. So you can confidently assume that the test and go will be restarting on February the 1st. What more can I tell you at the moment? Well, that's sort of pretty much it. Test and go will also apply to any country. You remember when they first started test and go back on November the 1st, soon after when the Omicron thing started rolling out, they barred 9 African countries from being able to join in the test and go or any other way of coming to Thailand at the time. But any country will be able to apply for test and go from February the 1st, assuming all these details are codified in the Royal Gazette. So just to try and clarify that issue about the PCR tests, PCR tests will be taken on day one and day five. You don't have to stay in the same hotel from day one to day five, but you will have to stay in your hotel whilst they're evaluating your PCR test on day one and day five until you turn up with a negative result. Insurance, yes, and we've spoken about the insurance, how they're going to broaden the insurance to make sure when you buy your insurance package, it covers all contingencies. Now, that's sort of good for you. It probably means the insurance will be slightly more expensive, but it means that you won't have those really horrible situations where if you are unfortunate to test positive and get incarcerated either in your hotel or in a hospital or in a field hospital, you're not going to have to pay for that additional accommodation. It will be covered in your insurance. So there's a lot of insurance companies in Thailand madly scrambling to change their insurance policies, but that will be something that will be be required from February the 1st. So look, I'll try and address some of your questions as they're coming through. Actually, I think I can do that through my computer. Excuse me while I just type in, and then I can get to your questions a bit easier, because I only get one question at a time here. If I have the tiger on my screen. So where are we? Where are we? Where's that Tim guy? Where'd he go? Da-da-da-da-da. UK opening up next week, no restrictions. Yes, we understand that's the situation.
Restrictions, yes, we understand.
So turn that off. Okay, let's get to some of your questions. I did test and go last month. It was easy, says Capio, and I think that's a really good point, that it's certainly turned out to be quite a popular way of getting back into Thailand. A few hoops to jump through, but I think a lot of people are going to be quite happy that it's reopening and restarting. Still will not result in an influx of tourists if you still run the risk of quarantine after PCR test. This from WYSIWYG. Certainly, WYSIWYG, it remains a risk, although we hope that it's going to be a fairly low risk. Got up to about 5% in the last couple of weeks of people who were testing positive, though, after they had re-entered the country either through the sandbox program or test and go. Teat and go, was that a Freudian sleep? Have I written something? No, it says test and go. What are you doing to me? Hey Tim, you are on the air. Thank you, Rami. Thank you very much. I figured that out. Who wants all this hassle for a bloody holiday? No way, says Farang Travels. A lot of people still like to come to Thailand. They say, oh, I could go to Mexico, or I could go to Cambodia, or I could go here, I could go there. The thing is that these places are not Thailand. You may have a critical need to get to Thailand for family or friends, maybe business, or indeed it may just be that you really love Thailand and you can't get that experience in other places. So for those people that do need to come back to Thailand, at least this is a reasonably easy way to do it, whereby you can book your own hotels, except for that looks like day one at least. Is ad a requirement to work for the tiger? Is ad, I don't understand that. When will it start? February the 1st, it is going to be reinstigated. I assume that you'll be able to go to the Thailand Pass, well, as soon as it's announced in the Royal Gazette, and they'll start to take applications, and your entry dates could be from February the 1st. Still 9 p.m. for the bars, not many people will go. Yeah, it looks like the bars and the nightlife is still going to be restricted. In blue zones, they'll be able to serve alcohol in restaurants or restaurants until only 9 p.m. How much are they going to enforce that? Well, we've seen in some locations that the enforcement's been fairly light. But it'll be interesting to see how seriously they take that. The bars and the nightlife, they're screaming. They really want to get open. And I'm sure people coming to Thailand at this time are certainly wanting the bars and nightlife to reopen so they can enjoy a little bit of Thailand's famous nightlife. FFSSS says, so if I come back from going to the US, can I not arrange to have the test in a local hospital where I live in Lopburi? Well, with the test and go, you had to, originally, you had to do your first, you had to stay in a location that was less than 2 hours away from the airport you arrived. That meant if you arrived in Bangkok, for example, you could travel to Pattaya, whilst waiting for your test results. So it has to be within 2 hours. I don't think Lopburi is within 2 hours of Bangkok. Roger Lee says, maybe the nightlife venues will follow, hopefully. At the moment, Roger, there's no announcements about that. We'll certainly update that information if it becomes available. WYSIWYG again, prolific today. Thai government needs to provide specific verbiage for insurance companies so people know what to ask for. All contingencies is meaningless to insurance companies. Yet read the fine print. It's going to be interesting to see exactly how the insurance companies, how quickly they update their policies to reflect this new total coverage, where the Thai government's saying, look, you know, we don't want you to be paying out of your pocket for things that weren't covered in your insurance. I think this is really actually helping you rather than the Thai government. Ray Flaherty says, instead of test on arrival, they should make you take a bong hit. Hold it on for 5 seconds, go to your destination. Cough quarantine for 6, don't understand a word you're saying. You're doing a great job, Tim, says Psychology, Psychology. Thank you very much. Suffering a bit, that blueberry shake is still getting to me. So test and go back again. I'm sorry, I'm new here. Yes, test and go will be restarting as the news has been announced. From February the 1st, I'm just going to have a good cough and I'll be back. And I'm back. Me thinks I will frequent more restaurants on the next trip. I miss Thai flavours, says Roger Lee. Yeah, we know that in some of the popular tourist locations, talking about places like Pattaya and Phuket, Bangla Road, Patong, that there have been quite a lot of nightclubs and bars reopening as restaurants, serving a few McNuggets with a drink, but at the moment it's only going to be until 9 p.m. officially. Good afternoon, Tim. Can we easily enter Thailand through Sadao border from Malaysia? At the moment, I understand that the border in southern Thailand is closed. So I may be wrong with that, but officially I believe the border is still closed. Glass of water. It's a very good idea. Got some over here. Pinch it from Golf's table. Cheers. Tim, you need a small whiskey to sort out that throat. 4 PCR tests seems a lot, plus 1 on return to Australia. That's 5. Not sure where you get the 4 PCR tests from. 1 on arrival, 1 on day 5, 1 before you leave. Okay, so yeah, it could be more depending on where you are travelling back to. PDNY, good thing I don't cancel my flight on February the 1st from New York. I should land on the 2nd, need to get my hotel room back. Sure, there'll be plenty of hotels, very happy to take your booking. Just be aware that that first night will have to be an SHA Plus hotel. A lot of those are now listed on online booking websites like bookings.com, Agoda, hotels.com, there's plenty of them. Gijo George says, is your office in Asok? Okay, we'll get back to you. You'll need to, Gijo George, you'll need to send us an email if you want to make an appointment to come to the office. Last King says, is test and go back on? Yes, test and go from February the 1st. Quarantine hotel or hospital? You can quarantine that first night when you arrive in Thailand at an SHA Plus hotel. Most of the hotels now, the bigger ones, are certainly SHA Plus approved now, so you've got plenty of choice. Jet is number one. He wouldn't photobomb like Jay. Yeah, you're probably right. Jet's not here, by the way. He's up in Chiang Mai. How would the PCR test work for returning residents? Well, you'll have to do it exactly the same. Thai people, exactly the same. If you're coming to Thailand at the moment under test and go, you'll need to do your test and go, your PCR test when you arrive at the airport, and then wait at your SHA Plus hotel, which needs to be pre-booked and pre-paid for before you get, I'm reading and talking at the same time. You'll have to stay at the SHA Plus hotel and await the result from of your PCR test. Residents, Thais, tourists, everybody's the same. What else do you have to do to accept quarantine as an unvaccinated traveling? Okay, test and go is only for fully vaccinated travelers. If you're unvaccinated, you will still be able to come to Thailand, but you'll have to do 10 days quarantine at an alternative quarantine or AQ hotel. When is this effective? Immediately or February the 1st? It's been announced today by the CCSA. It needs to be codified in the Royal Gazette, which will probably take the rest of the week, but it doesn't start or restart until February the 1st. What else do you have to do? What else do you have to do? That's the same question three times. Someone mute MASA. Yeah, good idea. If test and go resumes, then what about Krabi, Bangna, Surat sandbox programs? They will continue, and we understand that there are going to be more sandboxes. We'll bring you that information when it comes to hand. What else do you need? I mean, I think I've told you everything I can. Massa? Jack, any idea how they treat you if you have recently recovered from COVID? Now, in the last test and go, there was a criteria whereby if you've had COVID and recovered and had been vaccinated, that you were allowed to come into the country. You had to have certain documentation from your doctor, I understand, but that information would be on the Thailand pass. If not, information you'll be able to get from your consulate in your country. How they treat people who have had COVID, I understand that you still need to be fully vaccinated and you need that documentation. I think there's a certain waiting period as well. I don't have that answer right now. I can't give you that information. Natty's Naughties, really? Pattaya is pushing to be a sandbox. Any likelihood of that happening? Yeah, they're certainly pushing to be a sandbox or anything. I mean, they're desperate to try and attract some more travellers and some more tourists. The situation, though, for landlocked areas, it's very hard for them to become sandboxes. The criteria for a sandbox is they need to be able to control the people coming in and out. Now, clearly, that they're going to try and make other areas sandboxes. They've already done it in Bang Na and Krabi, which are also land-based sandboxes. But they also, both of those, have quite few ways of getting in and out. So I think Pattaya is a particular problem for a sandbox. But I'm sure they're going to try and get it open as soon as they can. If I test positive, can I quarantine in a hotel rather than in a hospital? Yes, you can quarantine. Oh, if you, okay. Now, it was announced at the, as the last test and go was being postponed, that they were looking to allow people to quarantine in the hotel if they test positive. I understand that will probably remain. We are awaiting confirmation of that news, but that was the way they were treating people who were testing positive, allowing them to stay at their hotels rather than being dragged off to a hospital or a field hospital. But again, we'll have to wait for confirmation on that one. May I enter Thailand via a home P? A home P. If you're saying may you enter Thailand and go stay at your home or your residence, if it's test and go after the first night in a SHA Plus hotel, then you'll be able to go to your residence in Thailand. So I need to book two nights SH hotel. Ripping people off, says Darren Jones. The first night is definitely an SHA Plus hotel. The PCR test on the fifth night, they haven't given me the information whether that will have to be an SHA hotel or just the hotel that you happen to be on the fifth night. I'm sort of assuming it's going to have to be an SHA Plus hotel, but I can't confirm that at the moment. So in reality, you cannot go anywhere in Thailand after your first negative test, as you'll still need to book SHA for your fifth day test. I don't know that, Baz, I can't answer that. A spray or rug, Tim? Spray. Oh, no, I'm not going to bother, don't worry. Any extra restrictions added to test and go? Only that additional PCR test at the moment on day 5, as far as we know, Ian. What's your opinion on this new 10-year visa option being considered? Thank you, Roy, for the question. Can we talk about that perhaps on Good Morning Thailand tomorrow? Jay and I will give you some of our opinions on the new 10-year visa for wealthy applicants. Now that Test and Go is back, does Pattaya need to be a sandbox? We're waiting. We'll get that information to you as soon as we know. Test and Go, ready to go on February the 1st? Yes, Darren. D. Munn, until there's policy stability, I'll watch and see. Look, the Thai government, given the fact that there are surges of COVID and they go down, and they have been relatively consistent. They've probably had more hoops than some places in the world if you want to travel. But the postponement of the test and go on December the 21st was done in reaction to fears of Omicron when not a lot was known at that time. Since that time, obviously, we've seen the number of cases go up quite slowly, and the number of deaths since then has actually gone down. How reliable are the Thai labs for PCR tests? I've been hearing stories of 100 cycles being used before finding a positive result. I can't comment on that, I don't know. Can I enter via Bangkok airport, mate, says Satan666. Once test and go resumes on February the 1st, you will be able to arrive via Bangkok airport, either Don Mueang or Suvarnabhumi. What is the email to make an appointment? You can send that email to info@thetiger.com. 5 minute space. I'm from Krabi. I'm watching your news since 2020, March, after closed borders. Early days indeed. I recommend your channel to my Indian boss and friends to get clear and genuine updates. You're doing great. Congrats. Thank you very much. Chris Williamson says, I mean, you can just test and go in Bangkok and then go straight to Pattaya. Once test and go resumes, yes, you'll be able to stay in Bangkok for a night, or actually, sorry, if it's like the old test and go, saying that you'll be able to do your first night accommodation within 2 hours of your arrival point, that means you'll be able to arrive, get taken to your hotel in Pattaya. It'll be a secure transport that your hotel will organize for you, but you'll be able to wait in your hotel in Pattaya for your, hopefully, negative PCR test. Is the 90-day tourist visa still effective? Yes, as far as we know, all the current visas that are available in Thailand will still be available. I would think, Tim, that your second test can be anywhere if you're returning to your home. Yeah, we don't know yet. So that fifth test, that fifth day PCR test, we don't know exactly where you'll have to do it. But knowing the Thai government, you're probably going to have to be kept in some secure place whilst the test is being evaluated, but I can't give you an answer on that one at the moment. Test and go for all countries or just the holy 67? They've said that the test and go, which resumes on February the 1st, will be for anywhere in the world. So no matter where you come from, you'll be able to do test and go. Swedish rebel, PCR tests are a big scam. The inventor said they were not made for virus. I think you're incorrect there, but I know that misinformation has been shared around the internet. Is Isan open to travel? Asked Lulu Chan. Yes, Lulu, Isan is open to travel, and it's a great location. Recognition for doing your best, Tim. Cheers, bud. Thank you, D. Munn. Fred says, can you take rat tests instead? Rapid antigen tests. At the moment, I know they were toying after reintroducing test and go on November the 1st, they were toying with allowing people to take rapid antigen tests instead of the PCR tests, but then they decided not to do that, and at the moment they haven't announced that you'll be able to do rapid antigen tests in lieu of PCR tests. So I think the answer to that is no. Paul says, if your test is completed and passed within the first few hours, do you still have to stay in the SHA hotel overnight? No, once you've got a negative result, you can go anywhere you like. Hi Tim, any idea how many hours will take the first PCR test? Look, I've heard, just anecdotally, it's taken from about 2 hours to almost a day. Most people, they say it's overnight, and when you wake up in the morning, your test result is waiting for you. Tim for PM, doubt it, Ian. Not interested in running for politics either, anywhere for that matter, let alone my home country in Australia. I did once, I'll tell that story one day. DJ Mortez says, do you also need permission papers of your own embassy? I think that's probably more to do about getting back to your country after you've finished your time in Thailand. As far as leaving your country, you'll need to find out the local laws there. And I would say to anybody who's looking at test and go or any other paperwork needed to travel to Thailand at the moment, make sure you consult with your local embassy website and try and get some sort of discussion happening with them so you can keep up to date with all the latest information. Can we get a J-style hello from me? No. No, Jay's on the phone, he's too busy. I'm flying in on the 30th on sandbox scheme. Do I still have to stay 7 nights? This is from Brian. Hi, Brian. So the situation is, if you're coming in the 30th of January, you'll have to do the sandbox at the place that you have booked, assuming it's obviously Phuket, Bang Nga, Krabi, or Samui. Yes, if you're arriving on the 30th, you're still going to have to do 7 nights of sandbox. I suppose you're sort of saying, well, can I flip that over to test and go on February the 1st? The only way to do that would be to rebook and make sure your flight arrives after February the 1st. As far as when the applications open for test and go, I imagine we're going to have to wait a few days for this information to be turned into a law and signed off on the Royal Gazette before the Thailand Pass will allow new applications. Of course, we will get that information to you as soon as we know. Tim isn't beautiful enough to be this close to the camera. I agree, I'm much happier back here, but for the purpose of good sound, because I'm using the sound on the, what do you call it? The camera, that's not a camera, it's a phone. I'm talking to an iPhone. I should have waited, says General Trends. I remember that, Tim. Good you didn't ask Peter Garrett. Good. Aussie Battler says, I have a Thailand pass application being reviewed. Now, I haven't heard since. Is the test and go back? I arrive on Phuket on the 22nd of February. So it looks like if you're arriving on the 22nd of February in Phuket or anywhere else in Thailand, you're not going to have any problems. I have to say, between February the 1st and the 22nd of February, there could be any number of changes happening during that time. Natty's Naughties ask, how desperate is Bangkok business for tourists to come back, or are they managing to survive on domestic travel? Bit of a mixed bag around Bangkok. Certainly where we work in the Asok area, there is plenty of activity around here. The traffic's very busy, the BTS SkyTrains are full, the MRT's busy. A lot of shops open. There are some closed, but I'd say in the sort of general business districts, it's sort of fairly busy. We wouldn't really notice if tourists are coming or not in this part of Bangkok. Now, if you go to some of the more touristy areas, maybe around the Grand Palace, it might be a lot quieter and you're going to see more closed businesses. The businesses that were thriving on tourists, they're not doing so well at the moment. But in the Sukhumvit and the business districts of Bangkok at the moment, it's pretty much business as usual. How many tests after arrival for test and go? Asked Ray. I think I've answered this a few times. You'll have to do one on the first day when you arrive, and you'll have to do one on day 5. D-Mun, why didn't you get into politics? That's a long story. D-Mun, I'll tell you one day. I want to see Tim on the night fishing for squid trip. Really? Get tied. So if you've been approved for sandbox, then test and go becomes automatic for you then. No, I would say if you've applied for sandbox and approved for sandbox, then you'll have to come in on a sandbox, which requires you to stay in a SHA Plus hotel for 7 days, but you'll be able to roam around during the daytime anywhere around the region that you've booked for your sandbox. Then you can go anywhere you like in Thailand. Tim, you're wrong about the fifth night in SHA hotel. There would be no sense in that since you've already been wandering around for 4 or 5 days. I'm not sure if I'm wrong. I've said I'm not sure about where you need to stay for that fifth night PCR test. I don't have any information to confirm or not whether you're going to be required to stay in an SHA Plus hotel. Your logic is correct, but I don't have information to confirm. Niall in Thailand, do you think that the COVID extension will be extended beyond March? They've said that, okay. So the COVID extension, or the COVID visa, if you like, is an extension on people's visa who have been stuck here. They have been waiting to get back to their home. They've got reasons they need to stay here. This has been a thing that it's not automatic. You have to go to immigration about every 2 months, and they keep on waiting pretty much to the last day of the extension time before announcing another 2 months of extension. I don't have information about that. This morning there was rumours that they were going to be extending the emergency decree as well today. I understand that will be happening, and that would be for at least another 2 months. If that is the current information, we'll make sure Jet announces that during the Thailand news today, which comes out about 6 p.m. Thai time. Indeed, all this information and all the latest details will be during Jet's Thailand news today, coming out about 6 Thai time. They really need to drop that day 5 PCR test, says Tex Symbol. You're probably right, but that's just the way it is. It's an addition to the test and go program they've had in the past, in addition to what they had back on November the 1st. Just saying that the two big changes to test and go are an additional PCR test on day 5 and additional insurance requirements, whereby the insurance policy you buy will have to cover you for any COVID contingency whilst you're in Thailand, including the accommodation that you had to pay, which wasn't included in most insurance policies if you were dragged off to a field hospital or had to stay in a hospital. You had to pay for your accommodation costs, even though the insurance covered your medical costs. Depends, of course, on the insurance scheme that you had. Can I stay in Bangkok on day 1 and Chiang Mai on day 5? Asked Santosh something or other. Yes, I understand from the way I read it that you'll be able to travel after that first day and then go anywhere. What happens on day 5 for the PCR test where you have to stay, I'm not exactly sure, but I understand that after the first day, you can head off to other parts of Thailand. You'll have to do that PCR test on day 5, and you'll have to stay obviously somewhere whilst they wait for a negative result. We don't have those details at the moment, but we will as soon as we can. Cliff Robbins is a neighbour. I'll wave to you, Cliff, over there next door. Paul, CIP, thanks for the updates, Tim, and the Tiger team. Brad says, I just joined Tim. When is test and go to resume? February the 1st, Brad. So there's also an update at thetiger.com. If you type thetiger.com, the latest story is an update with all this information plus a lot more. And as further information comes out today and is confirmed, we'll make sure we keep on updating that article. If someone on the plane tests positive, will I also be quarantined? Asks Ray. I'm not sure what the exact criteria is. They were saying at one stage if they were sitting within one seat of you, then you would be required to probably have a test or quarantine. I don't know what the current policy is four people on the plane testing positive. It may be nothing, but I don't know. If someone, Chris asks, I'm arriving in Bangkok on February the 1st, one day in Bangkok jail, quarantine. I can't wait to enjoy the experience. How is Phuket looking? We want to go there also. Oh, I'm back in Phuket each weekend, flying back this Friday night. Phuket's great, great time of the year. Clear blue skies, light northeasterly winds. Good time to go. Not as busy as it was, say, just before Christmas when it was getting quite busy in Phuket with the test and go people still arriving. But yeah, certainly got great beaches and some of them you'll have all to yourself at the moment. Good luck, Chris, on your travels. Cambo says, will you guys be in Phuket from February the 2nd? Will you be shooting the show in one of the outside locations? No, we're not going back to Phuket at the moment on February the 2nd. At the moment, we're based here in Bangkok. I just travel back to Phuket on the weekends because it happens to be where my home is. So will this change the sandbox program? I understand they're introducing more sandboxes. Of course, Pattaya is trying to become one of those sandboxes. I don't have that current information about new sandboxes, but let's see what happens. Hopefully we'll get some more clarification on those this afternoon. Two more questions, and still need masks outside, asks Rick E. Under the emergency decree in Thailand, you are required to wear a mask when you're in public. Now, some people interpret that to mean not while I'm on the beach, or they decide unilaterally what public means to them. I would say if you are in public, make sure you've got a mask with you, and if there's other people around you, do the right thing and wear your mask. The law is that you're required to wear a face mask in public. Whether you like it or not, whether it disagrees with your politics, none of that really matters. Don't get in an argument with police about it. Certainly don't end up being dragged off to the police station or having to appear in court, because you will not come out on top of that situation. Am I able to catch the ferry from Koh Samui to Suratani to visit friends? Well, once you're in, under the test and go, once you've done that first night of quarantine, you're free to travel anywhere you like, understanding that you'll have to do another test on day five. Hua Hin says, coming back in April, do they have all my records to reapply? I don't know. You'll have to go to the Thailand Pass and still see if your information has been recorded or if it's still there. Good luck with that. Probably easier to reapply. Dimitri, question, do you think it's worth waiting until November to come back to Thailand with possibly less restrictions? Look, February the 1st is still 2 weeks away. They're talking about they've announced they're going to reintroduce the test and go at that time. Moving on later in February or the next month, I mean, who has any idea about what's going to happen in the future? A lot of people think the Omicron is the beginning of the end of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's yet to be seen. So we're still not out of the woods yet as far as predicting anything about what's going to be happening in November this year. I'd be foolish to even speculate. I don't know, and neither do you. Okay, even Queensland will be letting vaccinated people come into the state with no quarantine, says JJ. Thank you, everybody, for your questions. I've done my best to answer them as honestly as I can. The information I've been giving you is the latest information we had when I started doing this quick podcast update for you. We'll certainly be bringing you all the latest information, and it will be updated at thetiger.com. I'm sorry about the extreme close-up. Can't do much about that. I'm an old man and doing my best to give you the latest information. Jet will be back with Thailand News Today with all the latest updates on this particular story, and that'll be at around about 6 p.m. Thai time. If anything big happens this afternoon that you need to know about, or if I've got time, I'll certainly go live again and bring you that information. But from all of us here at the Tiger, thank you very much for watching. Please do the right thing and subscribe to the channel, and we'll keep trying to do our best to keep you up to date on the Tiger. trying to figure out what button to press to turn this off. Here we go.